this sober mind, intoxicated tongue, with that smooth talk, hot like the sun. Hitting the interviews, yeah, we doing the thing, cause I guess keep it lit straight on the scene. Whether it's stories, hobbies, or just the job in life, best believe we spark it off and do it right. So stay tuned, cause we about to take flight, take it a new height, yeah, this that podcast, where we having a blast and getting it done, cause you and now in the mix.
Thank you, everybody, for joining me on the Sober Mind, Intoxicated Tongue podcast. Joining me today is a very special guest. His name is Michael. Thank you, Michael, for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
Yep. So I saw your story in a Reddit forum, I guess, and I'm a little new to Reddit. So the title of it was "I Donated My Kidney," correct?
Yeah, like I am an anonymous kidney donor from Canada. Ask me anything.
Oh, okay. See, that's what it was. Yeah. So when I came across it, I thought it was really interesting. So can you talk me through of before you actually donated and how you came to this decision, and you know, just in general, how'd you come up with this decision?
Yeah, so back in university, I started donating blood. They have like a mobile campus, or like a mobile donation site on campus.
Mm-hmm.
So my friend told me to do it, and I had never done it before, so I said sure, and it felt pretty good to do it, no like health problems at all. So I did it a couple times while going through school, and once I finished school I kept doing it. Right now I'm up to like 30 plus times, and about 10 times is the amount of blood in the human body. So I've given 3 human bodies worth of blood.
Oh wow.
Yeah. That's wild.
Like, now do you also do plasma, or is it just blood?
I tried to do plasma, because with plasma you can do every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
With blood you do every 2 months.
Oh wow.
So you're able to help more people. Because of my blood type, they didn't really need my plasma.
Oh.
I don't really know how it works.
Right.
So anyways, I'm doing the blood, and I'm thinking that I'm not helping enough. So, you know, I volunteered, did some stuff. I did some work at a homeless shelter. I ran some like groups and clubs and whatever, participated in the community, which was cool. But then I somehow found out about, you know, organ donations and all the need, and just did it.
Wow.
Yeah,
so
cool.
Well, where should I begin? So when you, leading up to your actual operation, or actually what steps did they make you take, or like I guess, you know, just because it's such a big, or at least I would think it was such a big decision to make, did they have any waivers and stuff like that to let or just to ask like, hey, are you sure you want to do this, because obviously that's a big, you know, that's a big decision.
So many fucking like questions and tests,
right?
I think it on average takes like 4 to 6 months of like testing ish.
Okay.
For me, it was like 8 to 10 months plus, you know, COVID just destroying the whole thing. So I did probably like, I don't know, 10 to 15 blood tests. I did like 3 urine tests. I did like something called a CT scan, which is where they like inject like this liquid into mm-hmm. your blood, and they take like an X-ray of your organs the thing runs through your body to like see how your organs look.
Is that the big ass like X-rays. Tunnel?
What's that?
I said, is that the big ass tunnel they put you in?
Yeah. It's the donut that you lie in. When they injected it tasted like metal oranges.
Metal oranges.
Yeah. Weird.
That's really interesting.
And then I talked to a psychiatrist.
Oh, wow.
To make sure I wasn't, like, suicidal or depressed or anything like that, which is, you know, important.
Right. Yeah.
And then I talked to a social worker to make sure I was, like, you know, my familial situation and, friend situation was all fine.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of stuff.
So this is a within a, you said, 6 month period leading up to your operation?
Yeah, you have to go through to like one test like a week for like a couple months. Sometimes they have breaks or whatever because the staff is off or
right
something.
Right, especially with COVID. I mean, I'm assuming there's going to be a lot of hiccups.
Yeah, that was the biggest slowdown in the whole system.
When you told your family, what did they, or your friends, did they say anything? And did they try to discourage you from actually doing it?
Some did. So, I mean, when I started, I was just thinking about it. And, you know, you're at a bar with some friends like a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, I think I'm going to donate my kidney. And some people are like, holy shit, good job. Like, that's amazing. Okay. And I remember one of the guys who I, you know, friend of a friend, never met him before. He was like, you're stupid. You're throwing your life away.
What?
I was like, holy fuck. Like, what's wrong with you?
Right.
And even like other people around, like we're telling the guy he's being needlessly confrontational. Like, we were drunk. So I guess he gets fighty when he's drunk.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, that was the most negative person who I kind of experienced. I told my family and they were pretty, at first they were pretty against it. They were like, no, you're not going to do this. This is stupid. Like, this isn't happening. No, you need to stay healthy for yourself or your future kids, whatever. And I said, okay, well, I'm going to do it anyway, so you can be supportive or not.
Right.
That's your decision. I don't know if you looked in the Reddit comments, but, like, some people were calling me out for, like, trying to – and it's a fair criticism. We're trying to, like, get glory or attention, like, selfishly.
So, no, I actually didn't see that, how people said that. I think most of the ones that I read – we're actually praising you on, you know, like being essentially a hero to somebody, because obviously if you're going to get a kidney, you're definitely going to help somebody out. And the fact that you don't know who's going to get it, that's even like a shocker pretty much. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That was like, it's the internet. So I don't know. I don't want to take anything away from those guys, but like, it's the internet. So there's always like some, like, embellishment, or like there's always like it's always more extreme, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't dislike something, I hate it or whatever. Right. And like, I don't like this is amazing, but yeah, some of the praises were, I don't know, that they were a lot. It was a lot.
Now, do you feel for lack of words, do you feel like a hero? I mean,
no, that's weird. I like it when people, so I sometimes like it when they say it, but then I'm like, this is too much.
Now, for the listeners, like I said, or can I get a little more information? Like, you're never ever going to know who got your kidney, right?
Well, like, there's, so when you do it, you don't know anything about them. They don't know anything about you. I knew they were in the hospital when I was, but, you know, because for safety reasons, they don't know anything. And it sounds like a lot of work to try and track down the person. Oh, right? Okay.
But so, it is possible though, right?
Yes, it's possible. But, and I have heard that some people do, like, mutually both try to track them down. And when they're both parties are doing it, it's
right.
possible, but I'm not going to look for my guy or girl, and if they want to find me, that's cool. And I'd love to meet them, but
right.
For respect for them, I'm not going to look.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest reasons that I saw, like, I really didn't, never thought about it before, but I was wondering why is it such a big deal, but what a lot of people don't understand or imagine is that there's a lot of pressure on the person who received the organ to be obviously be very, you know, obviously he's grateful, or he or she is grateful, but try to keep up with it. I mean, keep it in healthy conditions. And obviously, I gave you this gift. Don't go fuck it up by going to, you know, to the bar every day or something like that, you know, so.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think about this a lot, and, you know, you're a good person for doing it anonymously to, like, just some random person. But then, so, like, shouldn't you be just the kind of person that doesn't mind if they kind of fuck up a little bit?
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's just a humanistic part of it. You know, I mean, you're not going to be perfect all the time, and hopefully you wouldn't. Somebody wouldn't expect me to be perfect all the time, so you know.
Exactly.
So, what what are the? How long were you in the hospital for after you got your surgery?
About two days, a little under 48 hours. So yeah, when I checked in the morning at about 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And you do all the administration stuff, and by about 8 a.m., you're in bed, you're in, ready to go into the OR. And, you know, I remember going, like, lying in bed. You can't really move. You're just, my head is up, staring at the ceiling. And they're wheeling me down, like, the maze of, like, hallways.
Right.
And you go into the OR, and it's so fucking nice. They had like a 60, 70 inch plasma screen TV,
oh, wow.
Like showing all my vitals and like all my whatever health measurements.
Right.
The room was huge. It was all like the cleanest possible, mm-hmm. as clean as possible. They had like 5 or 6 people in there. Maybe like 4 or 5 nurses, like 3 or 4 nurses, 2 an anesthesiologist,
right,
like the surgeon, I think like a support surgeon or whatever, and I was like, I thought it would be like 3 people, I thought it would be like 2 or 3 people in like a tiny like box,
right,
and
well, I could only imagine that they had to be super, you know, like super clean and you know, just have a lot of backup procedure, or not procedure, but people in place to make sure that everything goes correctly or as it should. Because I mean, obviously you got to make sure that I'm assuming, this is just an assumption, I'm assuming that the kidney has to be in, you know, like make sure it doesn't get cross-contaminated with anything, and you know, so and so, you know, so
yeah. Well, I mean, they're doing the other guy's procedure. I'm just calling him a guy. Like 2 hours later.
Oh, wow. Was it the same group, or was it a different doctor?
It was the same surgeon.
Okay.
So like same head guy. I don't know about the nurses or anything.
Right.
Wow. But yeah. So they put me to they put the gas mask over me, mm-hmm. And I remember the guy said, like, you're gonna feel amazing. And he's like, just breathe in deep, and I did, and I remember saying, like, holy shit,
right?
Because it wow,
it was amazing,
it was powerful. Yeah, it felt great. And then, you know, 10 seconds later I'm out, and mm-hmm. I wake up 15 seconds later.
Right.
No, the surgery was like 4 hours.
Okay, that's a. Yeah. They say there's no such thing as a minor surgery, but it's not as long as I thought it would take.
I guess. How long did you think? What would you think?
I would have been probably like around 10, 12 hours. But then again, I'm a little slower. So.
Well, have you had surgery?
No, I have never had surgery before.
Oh.
No, so I just imagine. I just like it, it to me. It just seems like a, such a delicate thing to do that, that I would imagine that they would take every little step very slow. But
yeah,
I don't know. So once you wake up from actually having the surgery, you say you're pretty much in the hospital for the next 2 days.
Yeah. I mean, I'm younger, so I was only 2 days. Some of these guys who do it are in the hospital for like 3 or 4. The recipient's in there for about 4 or 5 days.
Now, did they give you information as far as like what was wrong with his kidney or what? I mean, anything, any medical background on that? Or?
Nothing.
Really?
They said their guy is recovering well. That's the only thing I know about him.
Now, how long ago was this actual surgery? Like, or how long since you actually got the surgery?
About 3 weeks.
3 weeks. Oh, so it's fairly recent then.
Yeah.
Wow.
I wasn't sure how long I should wait or, you know, not wait before like telling people that I did it.
Right.
I posted on my social media. I was like, "Hey guys, I did this." And that was about like a week ago, so 2 weeks after the surgery. And I was like, is this two weeks is a kind of a long time. I feel fine at this point. Like, right. Do people even care? I don't know.
Well, what was the response on social media though? Like from like just acquaintances and people you're not super close to?
Yeah, it was more like, it was my most popular like Instagram post, I guess.
Wow.
Like I don't post a lot on Instagram or Facebook or whatever. So it got like, I don't know. It got like 100 likes, and I was like, "Holy shit, this is unreal! How is this happening?"
What'd you say? I'm famous.
Yeah, I'm a big deal now.
Now you seem to me like you're a very free-spirited person. Is that kind of how you grew up and to make these big decisions? Because it seems to me like. Not a lot of people would be able to just an almost nonchalant way to say like, yeah, I'm probably going to do this shit, you know, I'm going to donate a kidney today.
I would, yeah. I don't know. It just felt like, you know, I'm not using it. Like I am, but someone else can use it more. So why not just do that?
Okay.
How it's worth it.
So on Reddit, I seen that you said that about 15, if I'm correct, about 15 people in Canada a year donate a kidney or organ.
So, no. So it's the numbers are 27. We do 2,700 organ transplants a year.
Right.
Canada, 1,600 of them are kidneys. The next one is liver at like. Or 500 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So the kidney is 1,600. Of those 1,600, most of them are from someone to someone else they know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always like, you know, family or friend.
Right.
Canada and the States, and most countries, have something like a kidney exchange, because the odds of being matched with someone you know is really low.
Really?
So, yeah, it's like less than 25% for like family members.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Do you know why that is?
Just
the way the body works.
Just so many differences in human bodies.
Mm-hmm.
So 15 Canadians a year sign up to be anonymous donors.
Oh, okay. That's what I read.
Yeah, So I'm one of 15 a year, I guess.
Wow. Now, have you? I want to say try to convince or kind of like I'm assuming, or at least I would hope that by this interview, you know, if it gets out to a lot of people would almost consider it. Have you kind of put your? Well, obviously it's only been 3 weeks, but are you gonna be kind of promoting that a little bit more towards like some of your friends and family that you know that are fairly healthy?
Oh man. I want to.
Do you? Okay.
I don't know. That's it's so like I don't know. It seems like a good thing to do.
It is.
Like it's you're out of commission for like 6 weeks tops. And then you give someone like years of like life and but at the same time it's their life, so you can't really I feel like an ass when I tell people, hey, you should just do you should sacrifice 6 weeks of your life.
Right.
Like I don't know. It's a balance.
Okay.
But I'd love to man, if I could get just one person to do it, that would be phenomenal.
Right. It's kind of like that the whole process or the saying of paying it forward. Pretty much if you convince one person, at least one person in your I don't know how many people you know, but if you you're able to convince somebody and then they're able to convince somebody, then I would assume that it becomes where it's like kidneys are readily available for people who do need them.
Exactly. There's oh my god, the number is there's 43,000 43,000 Canadians with like kidney disease, and of those I think that we have like a couple like less than 10% are eligible for kidney transplants.
Mm-hmm.
But like I think like 5% of that 43,000 die a year.
Oh wow,
which is a lot. And I could be I have my numbers wrong, but it's if I'm wrong, I'm not wrong by much.
Right, right.
And that's just a lot of people it dying. And I don't know. Whatever.
Now, were you at all concerned with the COVID situation right now that, you know, like it wasn't the right time for you to to donate a kidney? Or was it like, you know what, fuck it, it is what it is, and hopefully I can, you know. You don't
yeah,
say what
I just said. Fuck it, it is what it is.
Right.
Yeah, I just wanted it. I kind of almost got sick of like waiting and all the delays.
Right.
So I just really wanted. I almost wanted to just get it over with. I was kind of almost over it. Like just sick of just yeah not doing it.
Because you say you had thought about it for a really long time, or you know. Before you even, so how long before when you decided to actually or really thought about it to when you actually went to a doctor and said, you know what, I want, or why are you signed up for it? How long was that period for? Roughly.
Maybe a month or two.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then from when you actually signed up for it, how long did that take?
I signed up for it in probably June or July of 2019, yeah. So okay. I really got started in September 2019, and then I was originally, so the way it works is, they run because they need as many like I guess volunteer donors as possible. They only do the surgeries in 3 times a year.
Wow.
Yeah. So like yeah, because they need as many possible matched combinations, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you only have 5 donors and like you know 50 like a couple thousand recipients, you know it's good. But if you got like there might not be any matches and this it slows down the system sort of.
Right.
But if they have like, you know, 40, 50 donors, then they're more likely to get hits and then they can aggregate like some of the systems to like save on money and cost and okay. Waiting times.
So you think that they, sorry for interrupting you. So do you think that they actually had a lot more people doing it, that day that you did it, or is it
What do you mean?
So you said that they try to get a few more donors. You know, so do you think that it's around the same time? There's three times a year or whatever that they do the actual surgeries. Was your surgery with other people as well? Like not obviously not at the same time, but
yeah. Yeah. There were more than like in the next within like my date plus or minus a couple of days. That's when like all the surgeries were happening for like that block. Because you know if I give to so it's kind of complicated the way the kidney pair donation works, mm-hmm. which is what I did. But if, you know, your mom wants to give to you because you need a kidney, but she can't, maybe there's another family or another pair where the parent wants to give to that kid, but it doesn't work out, but your mom matches to their kid and their mom matches to you. You basically just trade. Oh, okay. It's like a cross.
Okay.
So.
Is that common?
Yes and no, common enough.
Okay.
It's a system that all the countries have. Like the states have it. It's called the kidney exchange program or something like that. Canada's called kidney pair donation. The UK's is called whatever.
I guess it's a weird concept. Not a weird concept to think about it. It is a little. It's kind of like a win-win for everybody in the source, because obviously if your child needs one, you're definitely gonna offer, you know, essentially you're offering your kidney to somebody if they're able to give it to you. Is that how it works?
Yeah, that's exactly how it works. You just trade.
Okay.
And both families, but yeah, so that's why they only run the kidney exchange a couple times a year, so that they have like so many more match potentials.
Mm-hmm.
And what can happen in your example, it's a cross, like one to the kid, the other parent to the other kid.
Right.
But you can do it with three pairs, maybe even four pairs.
Oh, wow.
Because, you know, as long as everybody gets a kidney in the end, who cares?
Right, right.
So where I come in as like the not asking for a kidney, only giving, I can give without receiving, and that's just kind of unlock so much more chaining potential.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm just taken back a little bit, but how it works, it's just interesting. It's almost like it's a bartering type of.
It's almost like dominoes. I think it's dominoes. They told me that I like unlocked or whatever, like that's, contributed to a chain. So, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's actually really awesome. Like I'm shocked to be honest. Now, how big is that? I mean, I don't know if you know this, but how big cross, if you're doing a cross thing, do they go from country to country, or is it just strictly in your country, your area, or is it like a big database, you know?
It's country to country is very rare.
Oh, okay.
And most of the time, I think the record for chains is 12.
Oh, wow.
Like 12 like matches, but that's like beyond an anomaly. Wow. Like the average would be two or three. Wow. Four is really good and really lucky.
Now, one thing that I was going to ask you is, how long do you have before you can say, you know what, I changed my mind? I mean, hopefully nobody does it, but as a donor who's not going to receive or one of your family members, whatever, is not going to receive any kidney, how long do you have before you can say, you know what, I don't want to do this anymore? Or you never like asked?
Before the surgery?
Right before the surgery?
Yeah, like. You can back out anytime you want. They tell you that relentlessly.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah, actually, so the reason I got in the, you know, August donation cycle was because someone did back out.
Oh.
I don't know what the reason is for them backing out. That's, you know, medical history, confidential, whatever. Right. So, but yeah, someone was supposed to participate. They couldn't, and they reached out to me.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Going forward, as far as like like your health wise, do you have any have you had any complications after your surgery? Besides, nope. I'm assuming like the being tired or sore.
Yeah. No, nothing. They said some people get constipated.
Okay.
And some people just, you know, feel pain worse than me.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I'm perfectly good.
Can I ask you how old you are?
26.
26, okay. Is there go ahead.
The average is like 40 to 60.
Yeah,
donors.
I did see that. I mean, it makes a little bit more sense. I mean, if you're a little bit older and you've especially if you had a good life, you know, why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Exactly.
Now, what would happen if down the road, you yourself have or come across some kidney problems, where your kidney's struggling by itself? Obviously, like hopefully down the road, in the 2050s or whatever, there's some kidneys that are not of human flesh and are operating on some metal stuff. You know what I mean? Just hopefully some artificial intelligence. But
I mean, I'm so down to get a robot kidney. That sounds great.
But did they tell you, just in case that doesn't happen, what your options are? Do you have I guess priority of getting a kidney or no?
Yeah, they give me front of the line access.
Really?
Yeah. I think someone in the Reddit thread said, like, posted the stats though of like probability of getting kidney disease,
mm-hmm.
and kidney donors being like 1.something%,
yeah.
Like 1.3, 1.7%, and then the average population being like 3 or something.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm lower than average.
Right,
so.
Yeah, I do remember seeing that too, but I can't remember exactly, but it was very low. Now, as far as I remember you telling the story about how there was a guy who a friend of a friend who gave you a hard time about you know, donating at a bar. Can you still drink? Can you still do your normal things? Or are you a little bit more cautious as far as what you do, your diet and stuff?
I can do anything except play contact sports.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I was drinking like a week after leaving the hospital.
Holy shit.
I think I'm pretty sure I could. I think, I don't know if someone said this or I'm misremembering, but I thought someone in the hospital said I could drink like the day I left the hospital. Right. And I don't know if that was another patient or one of the hospital staff, but that sounded insane to me. Right. I was like, no one in their right mind would do that.
Yeah.
I was tempted.
You're going to put it to the test, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, man. So what are you, you know, in the future, what can you donate anything else? I mean, I know there's a lot of besides hair or, I've heard numerous things that you can donate. But have you thought about anything else or?
I thought about so you can donate your liver as well.
Oh, wow.
Well, sort of, they chop off a part of your liver,
mm-hmm.
and then it, like, your liver regrows.
Okay.
And that one is way more, like, physically intense.
Right. So what did they do with that piece of the liver? Like, does it grow again or something, or?
I don't know. Yeah, no clue.
Oh, wow.
Well, for the kidney, so they always, like almost always, like 99% of the time, they take your left kidney.
Okay.
Because there's more organs and just like crap on the right side of your body.
Okay.
And, you know, the kidney is like towards the back of your body, but they cut you in the middle and like open from the front.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I guess they're of the ribs or whatever.
Right.
And what they do is they put like, I have four tiny like scars and then a big scar, like right above, like over my pelvis. And they use like a hose or something to like pump your stomach full of nitrogen. So they're operating on basically in like a dome.
Oh, wow.
Of like, so the nitrogen, you know, expands your stomach. Mm-hmm. So you're almost pregnant, I guess. And they just, yeah, they work all inside a bubble, wow. With like, you know, cameras and all that stuff. But, yeah, it's, and then they just remove the whole kidney and then they put in the kidney into the other guy and attach it, but they almost never remove their old non-functioning kidney.
Really?
It's just way more work.
Hold up. So you're telling me there are people out there with three kidneys?
Oh, some got more.
Get out of here. Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Like five. That's fucked.
To me, it seems counterproductive. Where if you have like too many things going on, it just can make a more of a mess.
Well, I don't fucking know.
That's crazy. But, so why do you say that it's? I guess I just don't know how it gets reattached to the person, like. I would think that they would have to cut off the kidney, the bad kidney, and attach the good kidney.
Sort of like a
splice
tree with branch, like it, you know, you got like veins and arteries and mm-hmm. shit, and I don't know how those work, but I think they poke a hole in one of the arteries, and then like sort of like attach the donor's kidney along with the arteries.
Oh, okay.
And it's sort of like transfusing, like taking not just the kidney but the arteries and like kind of sewing it to the old kidney's mm-hmm. You know, system, right. Whatever.
now you were I read it on, you know, on Reddit. I read it on Reddit that that you we're off of work for 6 weeks, I think.
I'm gonna be off work 6 weeks. Yeah.
Off for 6 weeks, and you get paid. I mean, I don't know how Canadian the Canadian system works. So.
Yeah. Well, like we get insurance through our work.
Right.
Like our work negotiates with the insurance companies for, you know, rates mm-hmm. and whatever. And so, yeah, I'm on medical leave for 6 weeks. They said 6 weeks because I don't remember why, but that's the number.
So what do you do for a living?
I'm a programmer.
Oh, okay. So you're essentially your lack of kidneys not gonna, like, let's just say you had like a heavy not heavy but a job that's, you know, like lifting heavy stuff. I mean, would it, you think it would affect it at all or no?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Oh wow.
I mean, like for the first week, 2 weeks, I was walking with like baby steps at a time.
Mm-hmm.
I was hunched over. I couldn't walk for more than like 10 minutes. But I mean, once you're done the surgery, you're pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I keep mentioning the contact sports because like, there's something called like acute kidney injury.
Okay.
Which is like, if you get hit hard enough, like the kidney can just shut down function.
Oh, wow.
And then you're kind of fucked.
Yeah. So I think I heard, I don't know how related it is, but I read this case where somebody had a they were snowboarding, and they landed wrong, whatever. They just had a big injury and then developed a it was a type of infection. I can't remember. It's a staph infection. And okay. That, yeah, and I don't know how, like, I don't know how related that is, but it's just like the body just started, you know, developed this infection, and then after that, they just couldn't play any sports. After, you know, yeah, I mean they were able to do it. I'm assuming it has to do something similar to that. Maybe I'm totally wrong.
I have no fucking clue.
Wow. So you say you were considering doing a liver donation. Have you thought about anything else?
I mean, I'm going to get back to the blood
In
a couple, in maybe a month or two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I heard in the States you guys get paid, you can get paid to donate like blood or plasma.
So I don't know about blood. I know plasma is a big thing. I know I thought about donating plasma, but I never got past the point of of thinking. Now they do pay you really well, actually. I heard like the very first times you go, they pay you like $75 or $100 a visit.
Holy shit!
Yeah, I could be wrong on the price, but I know it's considerable. I mean, it's not exactly like. And that's just like the very first ones, and I think after that, I think they pay you about $40 or so, per visit, and which only takes about an hour, roughly. That's what I heard. Yeah. Now, like I said, I could be wrong on the math, but I know like the very first times they pay you, and like the more freaking you go, like the better rate you get, I guess. So
yeah, just to get you in the door. Yeah, like.
Yeah. A lot of people that I know, not a lot of people, some people that I knew that are always kind of like struggling as far as like you know, financially, or just to get them, just to hold them off to the next paycheck, they'll go and donate plasma. And I mean, they get like, you know, from what I heard, it's like about $40 to $50 a visit. So it's like, or no, $20 to $30 a visit, but they can do it every 48 hours, I believe. So every 2 days or so, they can actually go and donate plasma.
It's that often?
Yeah.
Holy
yep.
Wow.
Yep. So you can literally go donate like every or at least 3 times a week, I think, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
2 to 3 days.
Wow.
Yeah. Now the blood, like I said, the blood, I don't know. As far as I know, they don't pay for blood.
Huh.
But I could be wrong too.
Yeah. In Canada, they don't pay for any of that.
Really?
It's like, yeah, it's illegal.
What?
Yeah, they give you like, you know, like, so, this is off topic, whatever.
Oh, it's good,
in
man.
In Canada, we buy like so much blood and plasma from the United States.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like more than half of our shit is American.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, and so we're like, you know, we're paying like premiums. You know, your guy gets 20, 40, 50, 100 bucks for the plasma. They do like, you know, treatment and testing and whatever. Mm-hmm. But like we're paying like double or like whatever you guys are
right
cost to make it. Yeah. But like our government's like, no, we don't want to pay for it.
I wonder why that is.
It's like a moral thing. I don't know.
So are you trying to say we're less moral?
No, we're just stupid. I don't know.
No, see, here's,
I mean, you guys are making bank on it.
See, here's my little mini stereotype about Canadians is like, first of all, I said I've never been to Canada before, but I love you guys' flag. Your flag is awesome. And what I know about and the stereotype is that you guys are super nice, and so far I'm, you know, like I said, all Canadians that I've met, I never met one that's rude to me, or, you know, like not just, they're all pretty chill for the most part. So
oh god, where's this going?
No, that's all I was saying. Okay. That's all I wanted to say.
I thought it was gonna be like, fuck you.
No.
That about Americans.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, you say you guys are stupid. No, I don't think you guys are stupid. I think it's just like you guys are so friendly, and I don't know. That's all I
appreciate that, man.
That's all I have to say. man, I can't believe. Yeah, so the donating blood, I remember that in high school, Even middle school and high school, they used to go to the middle school and high school to actually, they call them, I mean, blood drives pretty much. So they go with
that's our thing too.
And but they don't, they definitely don't pay us, or at least back in the day they didn't pay us for blood. So
yeah, they give you guys like cookies and chips and pop and stuff.
Yep, cookies. Yeah. Yep, cookies for sure, and orange juice, I believe.
Yeah. Orange, apple, water, coffee, tea.
Yeah.
They gave you whatever you wanted, honestly, at least for us.
Right. I kind of like, I don't think I've ever donated blood, besides probably in high school. But it's just, I hate needles, to be honest.
Yeah.
I really, so the, one time I worked like about a year, three years ago at the most, when they came to get, take out blood for, if they wanted to anyways, it was like a, pretty much a optional thing. If you wanted to see if you're allergic, they did an allergy test pretty much. So the company that I work for has a sister company like down the road, and they, one of the things that they did is they did allergy tests, and they, you know, they're like, you know what, since you guys are pretty much us, we're gonna do one for free. And they took out blood, and I was just like, oh my god, I just couldn't look. And then I got bruised really like pretty shitty too. Like I was kind of surprised about that, but you know.
What did you find out? You got any allergies?
So couldn't find out. I thought I was more allergic to stuff, but you know, I'm just a perfect specimen.
Hey.
No, I was honestly, based on like the, they gave us like a little sheet as far as like, they gave us the results, and then they gave us like the, pretty much the, what is it? The, what the threshold pretty much on the certain percentages and stuff, or the number that they rated it at, and kind of find out I'm not really allergic to anything that was on the things. So I was like allergic, but it was very, very, very little though. So,
yeah, I mean, I think it's just fun to like find out about your DNA and whatever.
Yep. Yeah. About a few months ago, I did my DNA too. So.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting. I was really surprised about that. I thought
Did you pay for that or?
Yeah, so what I did is like, me and my other co-host, the guy that I do the other podcast with, we did a DNA test. One of our quote-unquote sponsor hooked us up for our DNA.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a DNA test, and we just kind of talked about it on the podcast. It was actually really fun just to be able to look at where the possibilities of where we come from. You know, it was pretty cool. So.
Yeah.
So do you have anything else to add to that we didn't talk about as far as like the actual donation and stuff like that or anything else?
Yeah, just like talking about some of the stories that happened in the hospital, I guess. So you know, they take your vitals like every 2 hours.
Right.
And I mean, like every 2 hours, they would wake me up. They would wake you up at like 2 a.m, 4 a.m, 6 a.m.
Damn.
And like, hold out your arm. We need to take your temperature. We need to do your blood pressure. We need to check your heart rate.
Jeez.
I'm like, that fucking sucks. And the first night I had a bit of a high temperature.
Oh, okay.
And they said, okay, well, you need to get your temperature down. Like, I'm not controlling it. yeah, that's fine. But if you don't get your temperature down, then we're throwing you in an ice bath.
Oh shit.
And I'm like, I'm sick, I'm weak. Like, please don't torture me like that. And because like if you have a fever, it's an infection.
Right.
And so the nurse came in at like, you know, midnight and 2 a.m. and my temperature's high, and she's like, fuck, all right, we're gonna do it again. So wow. Like they were on my side, but at the same time they're like, it's almost a threat, but it's not.
Wow. So they're pretty much bothering you all this time after you donated your kidney, and they're waking you up. It's not like you can control your temperature. Like it's like, okay, I'll bring it down.
Yeah, I'll do my best. Give me more water, like ice.
Now, did they eventually get it down or?
Yeah, thank God. That's fucking terrifying.
Right.
I had this really Jamaican older woman, like with the Jamaican, thick Jamaican accent. Mm-hmm. And she was doing, you know, checking my, doing diagnostic testing. And she said, do you have any teat? And I was like,
any teat?
Sorry? And I was like, teat, do you have any teat? No. She's like, you have teat. And I was like, do you mean teeth? She's like, yeah, obviously. And I'm like, you can see my fucking teeth. I'm talking to you. And she was like, I have a chart, and it says I need to ask you if you have teeth. So I'm going to ask you if you have teeth.
Oh, that's funny.
I was like, all right, yes, I have teeth. And that's the first time in my life I've been asked that question.
That's funny.
She was fun, very sassy.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else? You know, the first couple of hours after you wake up,
mm-hmm.
you're so, you know, in so much pain. And I remember my dad was at the hospital with me for the first day. And I just remember him, like not being able to talk to him. Because I'm like, you're just focused on breathing. Because, like, wow. Even listening hurts.
Wow.
Like, you're in so much pain, you can't listen. And you can't talk. And you're just, like, just breathing.
They didn't give you any, I mean, I'm assuming that they gave you some type of pain medicine, but they didn't give you enough?
Oh, the painkillers they give you are unbelievable. it's great, like, it's instant.
Oh, yeah?
Like, yeah, you press the button, and you just, all the pain is gone, which is really terrifying.
It is.
I was scared to press the button. They gave me like 30 or 40 doses. I used like 2 of them.
Wow.
Cause it's like, I'd rather be in pain than, you know, and I'm sure like one like weekend of drugs isn't going to do anything with us. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It still can't be good for your body.
Yeah.
But, wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. All the nurses were great. You know, I had a lot of Jell-O and a lot of pudding. Which was pretty great. A lot of ice water. That was like, they gave everybody so much ice water, and that was like everybody's. It felt like everybody in the floor's like favorite drink. Well, which is funny.
I wonder why though. Like, does it dry you out or something? Is your body working?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody's on like fluids. Oh. Oh my god, I had a catheter in me.
Ooh.
Like, yeah.
Ouch.
And so, like, for the first, like, day and a half, like, you're just, I think you're just peeing constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of cool, because they, like, hook you up with so much fluid. Like, I was, like 4 or 5 liters of liquid were going through my body.
Right.
Like, it was saline, so, like, there's some salt or whatever. Mm-hmm. And yeah, just like nonstop peeing. And the nurse is like, when she went to pull it out, I was like, first, like, it was a pretty young nurse. And I was like, can it just not be you? Like, this is, I feel weird about this. And she's like, don't worry, I'm not going to see anything. And I'm like, it's in my dick. You're
going to
see something.
You're
going to
see something.
And I'm like, this is going to hurt like hell. And she's like, no, don't be a baby. This will be fine. And, like, she pulls it out. It was, like, it's silicone. So it's very, like, elasticy. It's very
right.
soft. It's, like, it's nothing. And there was a popping sound, which is hilarious.
It's like a cork.
Yeah. It sounded like you're popping a bottle of wine. And, like, I tried to go to the bathroom, like a couple hours later, and it was almost like my dick farted. like there was air. It was weird.
That's hilarious.
Low gross, but so much fun.
No, it's hilarious. It's like I'm trying to, I don't know if I should say this, but it's like a male queef.
Oh yeah, no, it's a. Someone called it a peep, and I was like, "Is that real?" It is now.
Oh shit! Oh man!
I don't know if that's normal for other people, but it was hilarious.
Well,
I
never had a catheter in there, so I can't say for sure, but I'm assuming maybe it's common.
I have a feeling it's common.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Michael, you have the final words. Do you have anything to say? You want to plug your social media at all? If not, you know, it's cool. If you don't.
Don't want to plug my social media, but I want to say, you know, it's a great thing to do. Even thinking about it is phenomenal. Even doing smaller things, donating blood's dope. Donating plasma sounds really dope.
For sure.
And stay safe and stay hydrated.